Hi, everyone. Thanks for being with me one more time. I'm Elizabeth Summers, an esoteric numerologist, and this is a visit to the magical world of numbers. I love numbers. I love working with numbers, and my joy each week is to work with you, to share with you what I know about the meaning of numbers. They're in our face all the time. We are always looking at them. Sometimes we're always seeing the same numbers in front of our face. And numbers really, once you know what they mean, really are like magic. So each week here in the magical world of numbers, I do my best to give you some real specific information that gives you insight as to how numbers have a part in your life. Is it your personality? Is it your issue? Is it your challenge? Is it somehow? Now, certainly, I cannot teach you all of the formulas that I use in my individual private readings for everyone. They're just not that they're complicated, but the whole teaching situation would be complicated. So if you think that understanding and working more with numbers would be beneficial to you, why don't you check out my website, Elizabeth Summers, like the season, spring, summer, fall, summers.com. And on there is a button that tells you all about the private readings and channelings that I do. And then also, right on that home page, is a little box on the left-hand side where you can send me an email on my contact page and sign up for my free monthly newsletter called Little Bits of Numbers, where I give you even more insight about a specific number, just like we talk about in the magical world of numbers, and it's free. All you need to do is sign up. I bring in some astrology, websites to check out, people to contact, books to read. It is all here for you. My total intention is how may I serve you. We are talking today from the beautiful state of Colorado in the Boulder area. And a lot of times when I talk with you on Wednesdays in the magical world of numbers, I'm also looking out the window looking at a blizzard. But fortunately today we have a great sunshiny day. I might at least be able to get out and get some fresh air after we've had our visit here. And it's important to kind of do that. Keep that energy going in your body. But I'll tell you, folks, I'm a big one to talk when it comes to exercise. And I just think we're just going to move along right now, if you will. My show is always divided into three sections, and three happens to be my favorite number. But nevertheless, my show is always divided into three sections. The first section I want to talk to you about, a special number of the week, the magical number of the week. Then about 20 minutes from now, I'll give you a heads up that start dialing in. And in the next 20 minutes, I will, to any callers that call, give you a 1 to 2 minute mini reading about what you can expect for the next couple months in your particular life for 2007. It's called a personal year reading, a little mini reading, if you will. And then in our third segment, we will finish up some more information about our magical number that we want to talk about. And then we will tie it all together with a little yellow ribbon and send it off until next week, when we visit again on the Magic Carpet Ride. So check out my website, the phone numbers to call in for your little mini reading in 20 minutes, and I'll give you a heads up on that, is right on the homepage of BBS Radio, so you can pick whichever one of those numbers, phone numbers, applies to you. I'd love to hear from you. You'll see my face, and that face that you see on there really has red hair. It doesn't show up that well, but I am a redhead. Used to be a blonde for a long time, and then around around a time of my life, maybe 10 years ago, my eyes popped open and I made an executive decision that I wanted to have red hair, and it has been red ever since. It really suits my hormonal personality, shall we say. So here we go. What is today's magic number? What are you going to learn about yourself today, or your husband, or your partner, or your children, or your wife, or your neighbor that keeps bugging you? Be sure you have pencil and paper in hand, because we are going to look at a couple things. And while we are chatting away here in this first segment, be sure you have your birth certificate name printed out. No cursive. Print it out, because today's number is shown in your birth certificate name probably by three specific numbers. Let's talk about today's numbers. The key words for today's magic number that will empower you, for you to know something about someone and yourself. It has a whole list of numbers, and last week and the last 2 weeks in my January shows, I have been talking about the number 8, power, management, business, organization, Schwarzenegger, Terminator, number 8 energy. Not this week. This week, we're going to go clear to the other end of the spectrum. And the key words to describe today's magic number is the word sensitive, feminine, receptive, patient, loving, very cooperative, loves relationships, has good imagination that comes from the intuitive part. Parenthood, childbirth, dreams. It's a gentle word. It's a word that stands for intuition in some senses. Because I am an esoteric numerologist, I look at numbers using the Chaldean system, which goes back 5,000 years old, the Pythagorean system, which is 2,600 years old. I use the ancient tarot card interpretations that correlate to the 78 numbers. I use astrology in the work that I do, because they are all ancient esoteric tools that were developed thousands of years ago by peoples who didn't have radio and television and books and even writing. They used glyphs, they used symbols to represent information. And today, those glyphs, those symbols are what we call numerals. The numerals is the word for the actual digit that's written on the paper. And then numbers is the meaning that those digits represent. See the difference? One is a numeral, the actual digit you write with your ink or your pencil. But a number is the meaning that that numeral represents. So what you're writing on your papers is actually numerals. What I am interpreting for you about those numerals is numbers. And so astrologically speaking, today's number is represented by the energy of Libra. The sun sign of Libra loves partnerships, loves balance. That's one of the key words for today's work, balance. In the tarot cards, the ancient tarot cards, based on the Hebrew Kabbalah, this number represents the high priestess, the inner voice, the energy that says, listen to your intuition, but do not buy into illusion. Today's letters that correspond with the magical number are the letter B as in boy, B as in Betsy, B as in beautiful, K as in kiss, 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 K as in koala bear, Kenneth, and the letter T, T as in Thomas, T as in toodaloo, T as in tomorrow, or tonight, or today. So the letters in your birth name that you want to put a circle around now are the letters B as in boy, K as in kiss, T as in Thomas. Put a circle around just those letters, and beside your name, add them up and tell me how many of those letters as a total are found in your birth certificate name. And we will find out about those totals very shortly. The colors that these energies love have to do with the greens, have to do with the peaches, have to do with oranges. Orange, peach, salmon are kind of in the orangey family. And the color orange has to do with the second chakra. Down around your navel is where the second chakra, the second energy field is. Down where you have survival level issues, the solar plexus. And a lot of times people who have this number as a very powerful influence in their name or their birthday number or their life path number, which comes from adding your month, day, and year of birth together. A lot of times, people who have a predominance of today's magical number get belly aches. That is because fear enters through the solar plexus down around your navel, around your belly button, and just starts banging around like stones in a tin can and totally upsets the balance of the second chakra that has to do with your survival level issues. It brings you low back pain and can bring you belly aches. The moonstone is very powerful for people who have today's magic number to wear close to their body. Gold is the metal that is lovely energetically for people with this number to wear on their body energetically. White jasmine, white lilacs, and pansies. I love pansies. All are beautiful flowers energetically that equate to today's magic number. And what is today's magic number? A little drum roll, please. It is the number 2. Do you have the number 2 in your birth name? Is your birthday on the 2nd, the 11th, or the 20th, or the 29th? If it is, you be sure that you stay close and listen today, because we're going to be talking about you. The number 2 is about balance. And I want you, as we go through today's total journey on our magic carpet ride in the magical world of numbers, I want you to hold 2 visuals as metaphors. One is a seesaw, like we do as kids. And some of you grown-ups probably still do with your children. A seesaw, trying to create balance. And you know that if you as a heavy person, energetically, get on a seesaw of a lighter weight person, who wins? Who weighs the whole seesaw down? It is that heavier person, someone who has the energy of a 1 or an 8 has an intense energy in their being. And so it's a little hard for this gentle little number two on the other end to try to bring balance, power balance, into partnerships. And therefore, if we have in a partnership a personality that is that heavier person on the seesaw, the number two personality of gentleness, of balance, of lightweight, if you will, all it does is it has its little legs dangling in the air, trying, and can be victimized. So we're going to hold a visual that the number two is about bringing that seesaw into balance. Win-win situations. And the other visual that I want you to keep in mind metaphorically is the Aesop's Fables story of the rabbit and the turtle, the tortoise and the hare. Because the number two is the turtle. The number two, energy-wise, would be like the turtle. The number two has an attitude of relating to the other person, wanting to things to work out. Cooperation is its hallmark. It is the diplomat. It is the mediator. It is the joiner. If we have a neighborhood association, number two's in there. It likes groups. It likes to be in a group. It does not like to be the leader of the group. The number two is like a follower. And sometimes, because it really, temperament-wise, if it's its birthday number, which we're going to chat about, it can get misinterpreted as lazy because it's kind of come day, go day. It has patience, if you will. It's not lazy. It just is the tortoise. Energetically, it doesn't get too excited about too many things, if you will. And so know that the tortoise and the hare is our metaphor for today. The number two equates to the seesaw, like balance, energy balance, through cooperation. It's very calm. It's very patient. It's content to stay in the background. It really gravitates towards living in peace, wanting harmonious situation. It is excellent in partnerships. It does not like to fight. It does not like confrontation. Sometimes when people have too many twos in their name, their lesson to learn, their contract with God, which comes from adding that month, day, and year of birth together, is about, hello, stand up. Stand in your own truth. Have a little guts and courage here. If not, you will be walked all over like a doormat. The number two personality is wonderful as an arbitrator. Now, this can kind of create some problems also. Because the number two can see details, it's like a little ant sometimes, working close to the ground. And in Lakota spirituality, the ant is an animal, a bug, whatever you want to call it, but it is a symbol for paying attention to details. Picky, 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 picky. And so sometimes this number two can gather so many details because it is sensitive. It is intuitive. It can see, well, I can see your viewpoint, But then over here on the other side of the issue, I can see your viewpoint too. I can see that detail too. And it gathers so many details of jelly beans in its jar of all these different colors that it doesn't know which jelly bean to eat. It can't make a decision. And so indecisiveness is one of the out-of-balance seesaw issues of the number two. The number two loves peace. But I say to the number two temperament, personality, gift to learn, whatever it is not peace at all cost. Most of the time, people in my readings that have this as an issue, as a challenge, usually are working on the number eight of power that we've been talking about the last 2 weeks. They have to take their power back from situations, if you will. I'd kind of say that, well, the stumbling block issues, like two cinder blocks around your ankles that a person might have to trudge through life with, if the number two comes up in a very specific formula that I use, called the challenge formula, that says within this particular time frame of a person's life, according to this formula, their challenge, those cinder blocks that they are trying to move in life with and overcome and get them off their ankles, there might be three challenges. The first might be how to figure out how to be cooperative without ignoring your own independence, without ignoring your own personal needs. The second challenge might be kind of knowing when to hold them, when to fold them. The second challenge might be not waiting for the right time to occur, and then while you are waiting, you miss the opportunity. You didn't strike when the iron was hot, so to speak. And of course, the number three, I've just spoken to you about that big cinder block that's around the ankles of someone who has a number two challenge in a very specific category in a chart, not necessarily their personality, although it is in there, can be very prone to indecisiveness. And that indecisiveness, that gentility of temperament, that non-combativeness of the number two, to some people gets misinterpreted as weakness. And then number two has its hands full. But what is actually happening in life by soul agreement, that number two draws to itself partnerships that kind of are push, tapping number two on the shoulder, saying to them, don't let me do this to you. Don't let me do this to you. Stand up. Set your boundaries. Have courage. Don't be overly sensitive. Know the difference between cooperation and victimization. All right, we're going to start opening up the phone lines. Get your dialing finger going. Go to the homepage of VBS Radio and start dialing in, and I'll take some callers who want to have little 1-2 minute readings of the next 3-4 months in their life. Go for it while I continue to talk about the number two. The number two loves beautiful things. It loves aesthetic things. It loves music particularly. It pays attention to details in environments. Remember I said details, picky. Therefore, it can be really fastidious. If you have a child who has this temperament or frequently is born in a certain part of February they are usually neat and orderly kids, usually. Very fastidious. They kind of like to gather stuff, too. They're the ones that will gather the marbles, and they'll gather this, and they'll gather that, and they'll do something else. You know, in Eastern philosophy, the universe, it teaches that the universe is all about balance, which is the number two, which is all about duality, dual, yin and yang. And so the number one, if we were talking about Eastern philosophy and balance in the universe, the number one would be yang, assertive, aggressive. Number two is yin, the feminine principle. It loves yin and yang. So in a relationship, and sometimes it's a little difficult, but if you have a partnership where one is yang and one is yin, that other yang energy has to learn what yin has, gift-wise. And the feminine principle of the number two has yang in its face in order to bring it into balance like the seesaw. So the energy of the principle of yin, of gentility, of softness, of receptivity, of sensitivity, is the duality in the universe. It is the balance, the seesaw, the yin and the yang. Physically speaking, we have some things to say about this number two, and especially if your temperament adds to a number two. These folks, because of their vibration in their aura, in their makeup, in their energy field, they have a very heightened sense to light, bright lights, a very heightened sense to sound. If they are around really wired, hyperactive people, it can sometimes make them a little wacko too, because they absorb in their energy fields, like a sponge, other people's energies. Health-wise, it is good for them to pay close attention to, as I've said before, any stomach problems, any digestive orders. They can be susceptible, folks, to ptomaine poisoning. So when, if you're traveling, if you are even in our own country, watch the foods, how you care for your foods, because this number two has a sensitivity to poisoning, ptomaine poisoning, food poisoning. So if you're going to a foreign country, be extra careful, because this number two temperament is very susceptible to gastric problems, internal growths. And although, you know, like the tumors and what have you, internal growths can be usually benign, they nevertheless, and it's all about the energies that are affecting negatively the cells of the body in the solar plexus, in the solar section. So the primary reason that number two temperament has health problems is due to fears. The number two represents the word fear. And sometimes they don't even know what they're afraid of, because the number two is also the code, the energy for the subconscious mind, buried beneath the surface of the thinking mind. And there is a propensity for them to dream a lot, because their fears can be blocked during the day when they're awake and they're thinking. Their conscious mind is on other more human intellectual aspects. So when they go to sleep, the conscious mind goes to sleep. That's what sleep is. But the subconscious mind, the motor, is always working, active, and starts bubbling up, fears in the form of dreams that need to be interpreted and processed. Sometimes during the year, certain personalities have months that are more prone to the activation of these fears, more prone to health problems, more prone to anxiety issues. And so for the number two, January, February, and the month of July, sometimes are the 3 months that are most prone to ill health problems. Mental as well as physical. Sickness, even accident. Because really, of the negative emotional attitudes that they are going through, particularly in those 3 months energetically, don't ask me where the ancients came up with January, February, and July. I'll say, I don't know, but they did, based on their experiences. And what shows itself as health issues is depression and tension and anxiety through overwork. I mean, I can see January and February when all the credit card bills start coming in and they realize, how did I spend all that money and how am I going to pay it? July energetically is a 7 month of the subconscious, of moodiness, of depression. And that's why so many people slow down their lives in July, which is the seventh month, and the number seven is one of the best numbers of vacation. And statistically, more people go on vacation in the seventh month of the year, which is July. Isn't that a coincidence? Herbs are very, very beneficial to this vibration, and herbs that are taken in liquid form have remarkable and swift change in their particular health issues. So this number, and depending upon the double number that is involved with the number two, really is more prone to herbs, natural things, because of their sensitivity to chemicals, to things that are not necessarily of the earth. The number two also equates to the moon. And so know that a lot of times, anyone who has a number two birthday number, their personality, which we're going to talk about in a little bit here, or if they have a water sign as part of their moon sign, that's an astrological finding out, if they're Aquarius or Pisces or definitely Cancer, moon sign of Cancer, the crab. When the full moon comes around, give or take a few days, where the full moon or the new moon comes along, there's usually problems sleeping because this energy is greatly connected to the gravitational pull of the moon energetically. And so sleepless nights can occur around the moons. You know, I told you way back when we started today's visit that the three letters that we were going to look for in your birth name this time around, the letter B, the letter K, kiss, 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 and T. T is in Thomas. I send kiss, kiss, kisses to my brother Thomas. There is a standard that numerologists go by that indicate if there is a certain amount of twos in a name, generally it's about one, maybe two letters in a person's name, Americans, the way Americans spell their names, because all of this ancient work has been converted into the American spelling at the turn of the 20th century. And so anyway, generally speaking, the average number of twos, an average is one or two indicators, letters in your name that have it. Usually these folks have pretty good tact, pretty good diplomacy. They're pretty cooperative, generally speaking. Pretty well balanced. Know how to negotiate win-win situations and set their boundaries, and how to kind of pay attention to their hunches and their guts. We don't worry too much about them. Now, when we start, and believe me, I have done many readings for people that have too many twos in their chart. First of all, when we get up to three, four, five, six, seven, letters in your name that equate to the number 2, I would say the seesaw is a little out of balance connected to this number. And your soul is going to create, therefore, emotional human being situations to teach you how to get that seesaw into balance the right way. So someone who has a lot of 2s, 3, 4, 5, 6 on up in their birth name, not your married name, not your stage name, not your nickname, your birth name, really has a fine degree of consideration for other people. And here we have picky, especially in the little things. They're the ones that are always sending cards or always this or always. They pay attention to details and little things. They're very sensitive in their nature. And they love companionship. They love partnerships. Someone who has a lot of 2s has the ability to bring people together, to bring them to harmony. And you say, well, you know, Elizabeth, it doesn't sound like such a bad deal if you have all these 2s. This isn't bad. That's right. And it's not. But I'm saying to you, at what cost? This person really is someone who is good in business, who can negotiate the deal, if you will, the art of the deal, as Donald Trump says. And no, I do not know if he has all these 2s in his chart. But they're very sensitive to the environment, and they don't like dirt. They don't like being around environments where there is not beauty, where there is not culture. And they, as a temperament, can be shy, kind of retiring. They'll back off. They'll stand back in a crowd. These are not the look at me, I'm Sandra D people. So they like to be around cultured environments because they're so sensitive, because they're basically people walking satellite dishes when it comes to sensitivity, walking sponges. They can absorb other people's energies into their own energy fields. So, when I have a person doing their chart, and I see someone who has all these 2s, maybe they have 5, 6 2s in their birth name this time around, and maybe 1 or 2 number 1. The number 1 represents men, masculine energy. The number 2 represents woman, the feminine energy. Therefore, when I see someone, whether it is a man or a woman that I'm doing a reading for, who has all those 2s, that tells me that energetically speaking, that person probably has had many more lifetimes as a woman than as a man. And if it is a man who has all these 2s, he can be bringing, therefore, into this lifetime memories, because that's what your birth name represents to me, memories of femininity, of sensitivity, of intuitiveness. And sometimes, depending upon how many lifetimes or what his energies are to be developed in this lifetime, a man with all these 2s can even be effeminate. That doesn't mean that he will necessarily be gay. He will just have effeminate, sensitive tendencies. And the same is converse for a woman who has a lot of 1s and needs to learn 2s tells me she's had a lot of lifetimes as a man, using her mind, thinking, bravado, splash and dash, And she can be in here with a lot of masculine, aggressive, assertive tendencies, and she has no twos, and that's why she's a girl this time, because she's out of balance, and she needs to learn to be softer, gentler, kinder, sensitive person. Numerology and the formulas in numerology are so insightful. And you can go to my website, while I'm on the subject, and on one of the pages on my website, you can see I've created a workbook for beginners, a beautiful color, fun workbook, where you can learn all about you as a composite, your various numbers. Now, what if we have someone who has 0 twos in their chart? This is a person, I don't care if it's a male or a female. This is a person who needs to learn to be considerate of other people. And this person can appear to be impatient, can be insensitive to other people, decides to use their brain and has 0 patience for details, doesn't want to follow. Wants to be the boss, wants to be the leader, doesn't want to sit down and keep receipts and enter numbers into the checkbook, doesn't have the tolerance for details. And it is that intolerance, that lack of patience, that lack of sensitivity, where their soul will set them up for situations in their life that will teach it to them. And it isn't always pretty. Maybe by being in business, because I told you these folks can be a good business people. And depending, they can also be good bookkeepers. But what if it's someone who doesn't have that 2 vibration coming in here and has to learn it like an uphill battle, and they're in business, and they don't have bookkeepers, and they're responsible for the receipts and the this and that and the other thing that they just don't want to be bothered with, and it comes tax time, and they do their taxes, and then they get audited. And because they don't have all the receipts and paid attention to details, then, well, you know, case closed. We don't have to go any further with that scenario. But that'll teach them, unfortunately, the hard way, to pay attention to details. Details, details, details. The turtle. Every soul, energetically, according to the ancient teachers, moves through 3 lanes of life experience as a human being. Energetically, from the soul's perspective, the most important lane of life is a between, generally speaking, the ages of 30 years of age and 55 years of age. This middle lane of life is called your power years. It is where the soul works on your human being feelings, emotional, developmental issues, your soul growth issues through feelings, through environmental situations, through being a human. And this middle lane of life has several big umbrella energies that are like big brother, big sister helpers, big themes, big box issues that cover you, influence you like a summer rain shower between the ages of 30 and 55 years of age. And one is your birthday number. So your birthday number is crucial. It is your personality. It is your temperament. And so today we're going to briefly review in the minutes that we have left. We're going to chat about the person's personality, whether it's yours, your partner, your children, your boss, your neighbor. Who might have a birthday number of a 2. or an 11-2, or a 20, which adds to a 2, or a 29, which adds to an 11, which adds to a 2. And because I read double numbers that give additional information to that basic single number 1 through 9, 1 through 8, if we're doing the deeper systems, the double numbers give us even more information. So all of those numbers have, as a base number of their personality, the interpretation of the plain old ordinary 2. So two people, and if your birthday is an 11, what I'm talking about now applies to you. If it's a 20, it applies to you. If it's 29, it applies to you. Plain old ordinary 2. And so these people have a temperament. Your birthday numbers are temperament. They have a temperament of a dreamer. They have a tendency to fear the unknown and unfamiliar. Remember I told you, these are not warriors, leaders, they are followers. They're groupies. Wonderful imagination, very inventive. But they don't always have the force and the drive to carry out their ideas that come up, the planning of it, if you will. The number 2 temperament is very psychic, very intuitive. Of course, it's the number of sensitivity, of feelings, gently feeling, and perceiving the other person's energy fields. And this sometimes is what makes them so darn scared, because they're picking it up and they don't know how to handle it. What do I do with this? The number 2 person, one of their biggest fears is loss, of losing in some kind. Loss of anything. Loss of love, loss of property, loss of money or friendship or employment. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get fired. I got to go do this. I'm going to get themselves all worked up in a snit. The loss of loved ones is particularly fearful of them. Why? Because they love partnerships, and because if their partner goes away, they just might have to stand on their own 2 feet. They may lack the confidence in themselves to do it, especially females who have not acquired skill-wise to stand on their own 2 feet. And so they fear the loss of loved ones big time. They need a home base. These folks are not the soldiers of fortune. They are not the happier wanderers. They'll go away for a while, but they have to come home. They like to hang around the home. They are particularly devoted to parents, especially the mother. The number 2 and the number 6 are codes that represent the mother. And those who are Scorpios, born in November. Now, yes, at the end of November, and this does hold true for them also. The end of November is Sagittarius people. The code of 11 that they are born under as Scorpios and Sagittarius in November, not the December Sagittarius, have mother issues, either positively or negatively. Their mother is either their role model in life to the point where she smother loves them to death and they have to get away from her in order to grow up, or the other mother issue for Scorpios and November Sagittarius is that the mother is absent emotionally, physically, psychologically. Somehow she's not there. And the child spends its whole life searching for a maternal caretaking partner to supplant the missing mother energy. The number 2 temperament makes great parents because they love home, they love family, they love that companionship. They're very concerned for the well-being of their friends, the well-being of their relatives, to the point where they hover over everybody. Can I help you? What do you need? What a great hostess is, great host. Great attention to detail, wants everybody to be happy. To put on a coat, you don't catch cold, don't throw your money away foolishly, so forth and so on. They love money, but they like to accumulate money in safe places, in a stable way, in treasury bonds, or they're not the big risk takers in the stock market, if you will, that have that bravado and the joie de vivre. No, we'll save our money in a little 4%, 5% savings account or something or whatever. There's a cautiousness, a conservativeness that goes with this temperament. And they will slowly put it in a safe place where there is an increase in the money, slowly but surely, if you will. Now, the number 11 is the Justice card in Tarot cards, and it means just that, folks. If you are in what is called a transit, an energy in a chart that's going to come, it's going to go, and you're under the Justice card, you might have some legal dealings. You might have some contract dealings. You might also have some one-to-one male-female relationship dealings that need to be set astraight. The number 11, and this is a ratchets up the number 2, but it's also found in the birthday number 29, if you will. This number is really full of hidden trials. Hidden trials. You don't even see it coming. It's full of treachery from other people. Whether the treachery is between two members of the same sex or a male-female relationship makes no difference. In either case, there is compatibility of interest that is lacking. There's interference from another force, an outside force, whether it is a love triangle, whether it's a financial issue. There is some third-party force that creates problems, and it is a karmic situation. That 11 indicates that whatever issue you're dealing with, it's rolling in here from another lifetime, and you are dealing with it and bringing it into balance and bringing it into justice now. What if your birthday number is a 20? In tarot cards, this is the judgment card. People are rising from the dead in the old tarot cards. It is the energy of awakening. So your temperament is awakening to something energetically in this incarnation. This is really a wonderful, powerful temperament that has the push, has the God force, that zero is the God force number, that brings in this middle lane of life for you, through decisions, through turning points in your life, some new purpose, some new plan, some ambition. The number 20 brings a blessing, a very vivid, precognitive dreams, like you know things are going to happen before they're going to happen. And there is an ability also for you to manifest happy dreams and cancel out the bad ones, the negative ones. There is no bad. This number 20 is not a materialistic number. It is kind of iffy when it comes to finances until it learns detail. It is a vibration, a temperament that really focuses on the matters of finance. Money is not really important to them. I mean, they have what they need, and they have the basic necessities, and, you know, they can be happy, content little campers. Okay, fine, kind of thing. That zero in there connects them to a God force energy of a higher power, but in partnerships. It is important to know that they might start out with one partner and end up with another. There will be decisions made along the way that will turn their life, their emotional life, in a whole new direction. The number 29 birthday number is perhaps the heaviest karma of all, payback of all. It tests the person for spiritual strength through trials, through tribulations. It is filled with uncertainties and treachery and deception from other people, unreliable friends, unexpected dangers. Grief and anxiety just makes you want to kind of quit, and usually from the opposite sex. And so, no, that is the darkness of the number 29. And from the work that I've done, and even in my own family, I know that that is a very difficult personality number to deal with. When it is balanced, and when the soul pays attention to its intuition, brings balance to partnerships, brings balance to life, handles its finances properly and in detail, the number 29, when the dust settles and the soul has done its work, is a temperament that has the potential to do outstandingly well in business, to be able to negotiate win-win situations, especially in commercial contracts. But because it is a number of balance, and that number 11, which the 29 adds down to, indicates one-to-one souls, partnerships that are coming into this lifetime that your soul has been in partnerships with in other lifetimes, if those contracts, those partnerships, those opposite sex relationships, if those situations were out of balance over in the other lifetimes, they're coming into this one out of balance and can be held to pay until you bring them like the seesaw through the patience, through the focus, through the determination of the tortoise and the hare. Have patience. Stay focused. Listen to your gut and your hunches to guide you. If it does not feel right, do not do it. The number 2 is the energy of balance, like the seesaw. Generally, the seesaw has out of balance weight energetically connected to it. By focus, patience, listening to your inner voice to guide you, being sensitive to others as well as yourself, to negotiate win-win situations and to set your boundaries with an attitude that I am not a victim. The number 2, our magical number today, has full potential to bring you peace and harmony. So until next week, I hear our magic carpet motor revving itself up. Know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you, dear friends, for once again visiting with me in the magical world of numbers.